This is Tara.
This is Carl calling back from customer service. How may I help you?
Yes, I was wondering, I have a charge for $76.68 on my bank, and it's for Limitless app. What is this?
All right, ma'am. Well, I'm part of a third-party customer service agency that services several different vendors, but can I start by getting your zip code so I can pull up your account and see who charged you?
87415?
Okay, can I have your first and last name?
It'd be under Stephen Barker, B-A-R-K-E-R.
You said the zip was 87415?
Yes. You might try 87410. I have a feeling it's for a dash cam.
That could be what it's for. Okay, hold on. Let me try this another way. You said the first name was Stephen?
Yes. S-T-P-H-E-N.
Oh.
Barker, B-A-R-K-E-R.
Okay, so I'm not finding anything. Do you have the last four of the card that was charged?
Yes, I do, but it he lost his wallet. Crap. Let me see what I can find. Let's see if he paid. Oh, maybe. Try try 3066.
Okay, I'm not finding
5964.
Okay, let me try that one. Yeah, I'm not finding anything underneath the name or the zip or the last four.
The 26th of December. But it says Limitless app. And I have a feeling he got a dash cam that he said he paid just shipping for, and shipping and handling, and I thought I got it canceled. But then I read in the fine print where there was like this $80 a month. So who do I call to get this done?
Okay. So usually we would be able to do it if we could find an account. However, since I'm not able to find an account for some reason, what I would suggest is you get in contact with your bank or credit card company and get them to dispute the charge.
Okay, it was a debit card. Did you try 87410?
Yeah, I did try that.
Okay, what about 87401? We have a bunch of zip codes around here.
And last name, B-A-R-K-E-R?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not finding anything.
Okay. Then I will just try to go through the bank.
Okay. I thank you for calling. I hope you have a great day,
ma'am. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.